Hi guys, it's Carl here from CaminoWays.com, and today we're going to be talking about being a vegan on the Camino. And I'm joined by our resident in-house vegan, Maria, from our reservations team. So, hi Maria, and thanks for joining me. Can you just tell me whereabouts you're from?
Well, hi Carl, hi everyone. I am actually from Pontevedra, that is a little town on the Portuguese coastal and Portuguese Camino. It's a really nice and cozy town with lots of things to do, and I really recommend a 2-night stop over there, at least.
That's absolutely brilliant, Maria, and it's really good to have a local guide us through something that is as niche, I suppose, as veganism on the Camino. So you yourself are a vegan. Can you tell me, and I suppose tell our happy listeners, how long have you been a vegan?
So I have been vegetarian for about 6-7 years, and recently, in the last year, I decided to become vegan. And my experience in the vegan field is there's still a lot to learn, because it's a field where you discover things all the time and you get aware of new things that you didn't know that you are doing kind of wrong and things that you can improve. So I think it's a never-ending path.
Okay, so it's a learning curve that just continues to go on and on. Well, you do have some experience of it, I suppose, and as you are a local, hopefully you can help some of the pilgrims that are listening today that are on their own vegan journey navigate the trail in a way that's suitable for their dietary requirements. Obviously, being a local, growing up, you're only recently a vegan, but growing up, was it hard on a vegetarian diet in Galicia?
Well, it's not that it's hard. It's hard at the beginning, as for everyone, because you usually have a reality where you don't have this kind of differences with the people you are surrounded by. So there are always like funny situations where you find yourself, you always have to ask for a different meal or whatever. And it's especially difficult with your family, but once it gets normal, it gets easier as well. And you get more and more aware about all the options that you will have in restaurants and cafes. And once you get used to this new lifestyle, it just gets easier. But I think that Galicia is not much difficult than other destinations, maybe in Spain. More and more this kind of new places and options are more available all mm-hmm. around.
Absolutely. And look, we're based here in Dublin in Ireland, and I've certainly noticed in this city that the options over the for healthy eating across all different kinds of aspects and dietary requirements has grown just absolutely massively over the last kind of 5 years almost, and it's really great to see. Can you tell me, when was the last time that you actually visited the Camino?
So actually the last time it was on the last October, mm-hmm. We did a Portuguese Way Coastal Camino, and it was a great adventure. We did it cycling, and it lasted just for 4 days. We just cycled from Porto to Bayona. It was a lovely scenery. It was absolutely outstanding. We always had many possibilities during the breakfast. As a vegan, I couldn't complain about breakfast.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's drill down a little bit further into that. Now, I know that you had mentioned to me before we started recording that there's an app that you use to find suitable restaurants and shops when you're in different cities around the world. If there's any listeners who haven't heard of this app, can you tell them what it is? Because it sounds like it might be a lifesaver for them.
Yeah, sure. So this app is called Happy Cow, and I'm pretty sure that most vegan know about it. It's an American app. It's growing as well in Europe. Mm-hmm. And there you can not only find vegan places, but vegetarian or regular restaurants where you will find some options, and maybe some local stores as well with this kind of lifestyle options.
Okay, that's brilliant. And once again, technology continues to change the way we live our lives, and it is moving onto the Camino. Whether people think that's a good thing or a bad thing is up for debate, but it's a reality. So in terms of food on the trail, a lot of places serve what is known as a pilgrim menu. How did you find your experience with the Pilgrim menu, and were you able to tailor that to your needs in order to meet your dietary requirements?
Okay, so as we spoke in the blog post, I suppose that there is always a way. Maybe you have to be kind of picky about what you can choose between inside a Pilgrim menu, but you can always play with the sides that they offer. Of course, it would be rare that you can actually order a regular Pilgrim menu for a vegan person, but you can still pick up the vegetables from the main side and then the rice from the second side and just...
So Maria, what about the cafes and the bars that you find out along the trail? I mean, when you're halfway between one big town and another, are they well versed on veganism, and do they serve things that you can eat?
Okay, so it will definitely depend on the cafe and the bar, but usually along the way you will stop for lunch and then to do some break, so to take a snack or so. To take a snack, you will have the same opportunities as everyone else, as you will find chips and maybe juice. But thinking about the main meal, you will have the same issues as we talk about in the Pilgrim's menu. Still, you will find definitely an option, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Obviously, there's going to be times where you might be in a remote area of the Camino, and whatever little cafe you stumble across mightn't have the best option. So I presume in that case, you would recommend people to take some snacks in their backpack?
Yeah, for sure. As any other type of pilgrim that has any regular diet, it's definitely useful to carry some bar snacks and some fruits and dry fruits and nuts that just keep you going. So it's this kind of emergency food that you will always carry as a pilgrim. That's definitely very useful.
So just make sure, guys, that you're covered for all eventuality. So you walk into a restaurant on the Camino and you order your food. What are the main things to be aware of? Are there certain questions that you should be asking to the waiter or the waitress? Are there certain things you should be looking out for on the menu?
Okay, so definitely you might have in mind that you are not in a big city. So even if you are, you should always ask what are the possibilities, because maybe there is something that is not in the menu that is available for a bigger person. And as well, it's very important to explain what you are asking for, because not many people are aware of the existence of the vegan concept. Mm-hmm. So you will have to explain, and maybe the language could be a challenge for you. So it would be helpful that you carry with you some phrases that helps you. It's really important that you ask if a certain plate has cheese or butter or something hidden that you don't want to really eat.
We'll conclude the interview by asking you, what are your favorite things to eat when you're in Galicia in terms of your vegan diet?
Okay, so my answer for that is my mom's cuisine.
Oh, very good.
Well, especially the chickpeas with spinach that we put in the post. I think that's my top dish.
Okay, perfect. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining me, Maria.
Thanks
for all your helpful tips. That's it from us this week, guys. I hope that you found the interview entertaining and all the great insider tips helpful from Maria, our guest this week. She did mention at one point a blog post, and you will find that blog post on www.caminoways.com in the Camino Experience section. And what you'll also find as part of a blog post is Maria's breakdown of restaurants where you can get really nice vegan food out on the Camino in various different areas. So if you're heading off and you're a vegan, I think that's a really good one for you to print out and just bring with you and keep an eye out for those restaurants. So, for more information on any of our walking or cycling tours, please just contact the guys at www.caminoways.com. As always, we'll be delighted to hear from you.